Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, said only the Pfizer vaccine is currently available in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She said members of the public will be updated when other vaccines have arrived in the state.
The vaccines that we have available right now in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is the Pfizer vaccine. We are expecting some other vaccines, particularly Moderna and AstraZeneca vaccines, but we have not received full confirmation of those dates as yet. So as it is now, we do have the Pfizer vaccine. We're also expected to get the Pfizer vaccine that is eligible for those groups under the age of 12. So once those have arrived, we would alert the public, and then those persons can be able to access those vaccines. The vaccines are available at the clinic. We will do some pop-up sessions as we go all through. And the communities are also doing some of their pop-up in the communities, as I mentioned before, specifically targeting those persons with pre-existing conditions. But we will be doing some pop-ups for the summer season, for the festive season as well. So we will make those information available to persons.
Acting Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Regionally, the Barbados Hotel Tourism Association, BHTA, is expecting an even larger increase in visitor arrivals with the removal of the outdoor mask mandate and the COVID-19 test requirement for fully vaccinated travelers that takes effect today. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 159,344. Internationally, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, says a highly contagious sublineage of the BA2 Omicron subvariant is now the dominant strain of COVID-19 in the United States. According to CDC data, the sublineage BA.2.12.1 accounted for 57.9% of all U.S. COVID-19 cases in the week ending May 21st. BA2, which became the nation's dominant strain in mid-March, now accounts for an estimated 39.1% of all cases. BA2.12.1 is estimated to have a 25% growth advantage over BA2, which is already more transmissible than the original Omicron strain. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.